Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're looking delicious today, Jim. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
That was troubling to me.
For some reason, the website New Scientist is trying to put a rosier spin on cannibalism. We'll have that for you in a moment.
They are?
Yes.
What?
I was fascinated by that python farm story the other day. I actually dug into that, did a little reading. You know, because pythons are big and giant and meaty. And they're like super efficient with the way they turn calories into muscle mass. And they taste like chicken.
I got a question about that. But when I get to the cannibalism, I'll hit you with that.
All right. Fair enough. So after the show, before we started recording this, Hansen replayed a clip of me saying something rather dry about Jack. And Jack commented, that's a very I'm just Diane thing to say. And I was reminded of longtime listener to the show and hilarious tweeter, I'm just Diane. And I went digging into her Twitter feed. She doesn't tweet as much as she used to, which is a shame for humanity.
She's a grown up with a job now, and it's not easy. You should follow her, Katie, if you've never checked out I'm just Diane. I am on her page now. She is a listener we became aware of a long time ago, and she's very funny.
Okay.
Yeah, her pinned tweet is, I'd rather go home than go big.
Which I agree with.
How perfect is that? And then somebody tweeted the Nancy Pelosi, this is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe, a winner, a winner. Her comment is simply, nailed it. Oh, boy. Man, I love understatement.
The one about the phone. I think that's hilarious.
Oh, looking forward to the day my new phone stops autocorrecting vaping to raping. Jeez. Oh, boy.
Her best stuff is how much she hates her job and her coworkers. But that's a different topic. So, New Scientist is a real science outfit, and they're trying to take another look at cannibalism. And they mention these bones that were found in a cave in southwest England, which bared all the marks of cannibalism. It was pretty clear that cannibalism was going on there. Teeth marks on the bones and the way, I won't get into the details, it's pretty gross. But and this was 14,700 years ago that they were practicing cannibalism there in England.
Today, protein's protein, baby. That's what I say.
Today, they write in New Scientist, today cannibalism is a taboo subject in many societies. We see it as aberrant, as a clear in films such as the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We associate it with zombies, psychopaths, and serial killers like Hannibal Lecter. Positive stories about cannibals are few and far between. I would agree with
Wait,
you there.
What?
Yeah, I haven't heard one of those.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm a child's book about cannibalism.
Or Jimmy is a good guy. He liked to golf. He treated his family well, and he was a cannibal.
And he'll be missed.
Yeah. But perhaps it's time for a rethink, because despite our preconceptions, evidence is accumulating that cannibalism was a common human behavior. Our ancestors have been eating each other for a million years or more. In fact,
well, so was torture for years and years, for centuries. But that doesn't mean we should reconsider it. What a bizarre story this is.
In fact, it seems that down the ages, around a fifth of societies have practiced cannibalism. While some of this people eating may have been simply to survive, in many cases, the reasons look more complex. In places like this cave in southern England, for example, consuming bodies of the dead seems to have been part of a funerary ritual, something they did when people died. Far from a monstrous affront to nature, cannibalism may have been a way of showing respect and love for the dead, say archaeologists.
No. No.
Yeah, no.
No, whoever wrote this needs to be investigated. He's like trying to sell this. I don't like it.
Right. He's trying to soften a revelation that may occur someday about the barrels in his garage.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's trying to set the table. Cannibalism. We need to reconsider it.
I just watched a horrible horror movie about cannibalism where these guys invite a bunch of people over to their house for a dinner party and they're serving them the victims, but they don't know it.
Well, did you ever watch episodes of Hannibal, the prequel to Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
Oh, my God. When he would sit down at the table in his suit with his fine wine and his beautiful home and start slicing off pieces of liver that he'd cooked up. God, that was gross.
Dinner table events.
Do you think, because like you're talking the other day about the snakes and how that might become a meat of the future. And I said, ew, because the idea of eating a snake disgusts me. There's something about eating a reptile that I find, ugh.
Man, I've had snake, I've had alligator. There are multiple
I've
reptiles.
I've had it, but
I
don't want
delicious.
To. It's gross.
Alligator was great. You didn't
it's
like it?
It's just fried meat. It's all right.
Yeah. But could you eat human?
No.
No, that's repugnant, repulsive.
Why?
It's terrible. I don't know. It's an instinctive horror, I think. Now, the concept of it being a funerary ritual, does anybody have anything else they'd like to say about Jim? Okay, well, then we're passing out knives and forks, if we could all make our way to the casket.
Yeah, I got one Good more thing to say God. About Jim. He looks delicious. Now, that's some marbling. I mean, I know he didn't exercise much, but that is some delicious-looking marbling.
Can create Jimmy. A nice rub for it. Side sauce.
Katie, have you heard me? I think, did I tell this on the air? I can't remember. My favorite joke now, which also takes place at a funeral. If you've heard this before, forgive me, but it's short. It's a funeral, and people are talking about the dearly departed, and the widow stands up and says, "Is there anybody else who'd like to say a word?" And the guy stands up. He said, "I would." And he says, "Plethora." Yeah. And he sits down. And the widow says, "Thank you, Jim. That means a lot to me."
Yes. Yes, that is a good one. I have actually, you've told that before, and I wrote it down to tell it to somebody else, and then I never did. So thank you for reminding me. I'll pass it on.
Now you got it again.
Yes.
Because the beauty of that joke is you think the punchline right? is that he just says one word.
Plethora. Right. Yeah.
There's a twist. But then
yeah. It is a twist, Michael.
I love
you
it.
Caught the twist. Well done.
Oh, God.
A good twist.
That's funny. So back to cannibalism. Yes. I'm guessing that we're designed to be disgusted by it only because most of human history, people have been starving. And if you weren't disgusted by it, I mean, if you thought of eating another human the same way you thought of eating a cow, we would have all eaten each other. I mean, just the strongest would have survived and eaten each other. And the societies that didn't find it abhorrent died out pretty quickly because of that. That'd be my evolutionary guess.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's like an epidemiological reason why it's a bad idea, because obviously humans can catch human diseases, but I don't know.
I suppose that's possible, but you know, we've mostly been starving throughout history. If you weren't disgusted by it, and like the only way you could possibly do it is if you're, you know, the Donner Party and you're all starving to death, and many of them didn't participate. They went ahead and starved before they did it. Mm. If it was okay with you, yeah, people would have turned to that right away. Yeah, nobody. Yeah, who hates Jim? We all hate Jim. Let's eat him.
I tell you what, though, it's all about the method of preparation, because like I'm not going to have human sushi or anything like that. That's too much.
No, but I'm a medium rare guy, but I'm going well done on Jim.
Yeah, and I'm like maybe smoked all day, like a long
maybe
time.
Jerky. Even I want it really cooked.
Could it be like a company? Could it be like a sandwich or maybe like a wrap or something?
So it's not just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a cheeseburger. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't want it like tender and falling off the femur. I just
Jiminy.
Eat it like a turkey leg, you know? Oh. You see at the fair.
Right. I'd have to have small portions because I'm diabetic.
That's right.
You're at the fair and you're eating a human leg's got the foot still attached.
Oh.
See, that's disgusting, is my point.
So we'll see if this catches on and if New Scientific is successful in their effort to, I don't know, mainstream cannibalism, I guess.
You know, with the world we're in right now, it wouldn't shock me.
Right. Ew.
It's a sickener.
Well, I guess that's it.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.